This chazar zechen neshabach ches hashagam v'am yehudim zechens bab metziyah daf yud aleph. Zok the mishnah, if a person sees people running through his field to get to an item that they found, or they're running after an injured deer, or after birds that can't fly, and he says, my field is kind of for me, or was kind of for me, his field is kind of taka for him. If the deer was not injured and he was running normally, or if the birds were flying and he said, my field was kind of for me, he has said nothing. Zok the gemara b'yehudim neshabach shmuel said, the person's field can be kind of only if he is standing at the side of the field. Fek the gemara b'yehudim said, a person's field can be kind of for him without his knowledge. And for the gemara, that's only when the chatzar is guarded. If it's not guarded, then if he is standing by the side of the field, he can be kainah. If not, he cannot be kainah. We can prove this from a braisa, Zakhti Gemara. The braisa discusses whether a bundle of produce becomes shikha when it's first forgotten by the workers and later forgotten by the owner when he's already in the city. The Gemara explains the braisa means like this, that if the workers forgot the bundle when the owner was in the field, it does not become shikha because he's next to his field and can therefore be kainah the bundle. However, if the workers forgot the bundle when the owner was in the city, it would become shikha because he's not next to the field, and therefore can't be kind of the bundle. This is exactly what the Gemara said above. The Gemara Ula and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana each also said that a person's field can be kind of him only if he's standing at the side of the field. Rabbi Abba asked Ula, a Mishnah tells of the time that Rabbi Gamliel was on a ship and realized he forgot to take off Maaser from his produce back home. He immediately designated a portion for Maaser Rishon and said, it's hereby given to Yeshua, and the place underneath it is rented to him, so they can be kind of with Kinyan Chatzar. He then did a similar exercise with the Maaser Oni to Rabbi Akiva. Now Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva were not by the side of the field, and we see that they were still kaina. And for the Gemara, Ula responded by saying that Rabbi Abba seems not to understand anything. When Rabbi Abba repeated this to Rabbi Abanon, one of them explained to him, the case is not difficult to understand because Rabbi Gamliel was being makna it to them with Kinyan Agav, not with Kinyan Chatzar. The Gemara says Rabbi Zeir accepted this answer of the Rabbanon, but Rabbi Abba did not. Rava said Rabbi Abba was correct for not accepting the answer for the following reason. Rather than using Kinyan Agav, why didn't Rabbi Gamliel just use Kinyan Chalipin? It must be that Chalipin could not have been done because Rabbi Gamliel's rights in the Maaser are not considered to be monetary rights, which could be the subject of a Kinyan. For that same reason, he could not have used Kinyan Agav either. The Gemara says, no, this is not so. Although it could not be the subject of Chalipin, it could have been the subject of Kinyan Agav. Rabbi Papa said the reason they did not have to be standing by the side of the field in Rabbi Gamliel's case is because there was someone being machneit to them. However, when dealing with a found item, since there's no one else being machne to them, they must be standing by the side of the field in order to be kaina. We can see this from our Mishnah that says that the person can be kaina the found items in his field. Rabbi Yemi, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, explained the Mishnah that this is only if he can run after the animal and catch it before it leaves his property. Rabbi Yemi then asked, would he also have to be able to run after it and reach it if the item was being given to him as a gift in order for the field to be kind of him? Rabbi Abba Rabbi Kahana said that there's a difference between a found item and an item that is being given as a gift. Presumably the difference is that a gift has someone being machnet to him, whereas a found item does not. In the case of a get, the husband is being machnet to the wife, and still Ula has said the chatzar is only kaina if she's standing there by the side of the chatzar. And for the Gemara, the case of get is different because she is kaina even against her will. If regarding a get, which can even be given to her against her will, her chatzar is only kaina if she's standing at the side of the chatzar, then a gift, which can't be given to a person against his will, surely he should have to be standing at the side of his chatzar in order for the chatzar to be kaina of him. And for the mother, rather, Ravashi said, the ability of a chatzar to be kaina is learned from the ability of a person's hand to be kaina, but is no worse than shlichas. Therefore, regarding a get, which is considered a bad thing for the woman, the chatzar cannot act as her unappointed shliach and to be kaina for her because we can't be kaina to something that's bad for a person without their will. But if she's there, the chatzar becomes an extension of her hand, which is kaina for her. Regarding a gift which is beneficial for her, even if she's not there, the chatzar acts as her shliach to be kaina for her because zachan lan shlo b'fanav. Because we're kaina a beneficial thing for a person even if he's not there. Rava asked, what's the halacha if someone throws a wallet into one door and it flies through the entire house and exits the another door without ever landing? Do we say that when an item enters an airspace, but it's not destined to land over there, it's considered as if it landed anyway or not? Rav Papa, or Rav Adabar Masna, or Ravina said to Rava, that would seem to be the case of our Mishnah regarding the deer running through the property. And Rav Yemi, in the name of Rav Yechon, explained the Mishnah that this is only if he can run after the deer and catch it before it leaves his property. Rav Yemi then asked, would he also have to be able to run after it and reach it if the item was being given as a gift in order for the field to be kind of him? Rav Abba kind of said that there's a difference between a found item and an item being given as a gift. We see that although the animal is running through the field without stopping and then exits the field, the owner can still be kind of. The same would be for the wallet that flies through the house, and the owner would should be kind of over there as well. Rava said our Mishnah is not a proof. Why? Because an animal that's running through is in contact with the ground and therefore considered to be resting on the ground. However, when the wallet is thrown through the house, it may be that it's not considered to come to rest in the house, and the owner would therefore not be kaina.